Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn, and with me in studio once again, District Attorney Ben David and Vertex Rail CEO Donald Croteau. We're talking about the impact that Vertex Rail is likely to have in the region, and we'll take a look this segment about how county leaders can build on this success and why Vertex Rail is committed to hiring 10% of its workforce from a program administered by the United Way called Hometown Hires. If you have a question or a comment for either of our guests, give us a call, 910-343-1138. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. And Roy from Wilmington, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, interesting program and interview and all, but I've yet to hear what Vertex Rail does.
You missed the top of the show. Donald Croteau, what does Vertex do?
Hi, Roy. Vertex Rail Technologies is a company that will be manufacturing oil tank cars for the crude-by-rail service system and covered sand hopper cars for oil fracking or oil sand usage.
And with the price of crude tumbling lately, is that going to have an impact on your business?
Everybody asks us that question. The short answer is yes. The longer answer is probably not.
And why do you say that?
Well, because there are only four other companies in the United States that are allowed to make these cars. We are number five. They have a backlog that exceeds 2 years each. And while the price of crude has dropped some 40 or 50% in the last month and a half or 2 months, we see that people, while they may not need 10,000 cars, they need 6,000. They may not need 2,000. They may need 1,000. And if we're producing at that facility when we're really running between 4,000 and 5,000 cars a year, it won't take very many orders to fill that up and have us busy just like the other folks. There's also a secondary issue where, as you've seen in the news and read on the news and heard obviously from programs like this, there have been a lot of crashes and wrecks over the last year and a half. The most notable was in Canada in July of the year before last. Those crashes are primarily occurring with much older cars, cars that were designed 40 years ago. And those cars are going to be required, in my opinion, to come off the rail fairly quickly. So in addition to the pent-up demand for tank cars, the oil capacity needing cars, if they do take these cars off rail, which we expect them to, they're going to need to replace some 80 or 90,000 cars. And if everyone else is busy, we will be busy as well.
So you're actually going into operation, you said, in March?
We'll start building our sample cars in March of this year. It'll take about a month to a month and a half to become certified through the government. And then production will begin right after that.
And at this point, do you have orders?
We do.
Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chess, and I've been an educator for 25 years. I've worked in low-performing schools the whole time with poverty children and young adults. And one thing I know is that when they decide that they want to try to succeed, they're absolutely wonderful to work with. But part of the problem that they have is that they have not developed their reading and their writing skills or their problem-solving skills over the years. And so my question to you, and I want to say I think it's wonderful what you're doing with Vertex, but what procedures, what processes are you going to put in place, not just mentoring, but to help them develop their reading, writing, and problem-solving skills so they can be more successful?
That's a great question, Chas. District Attorney Ben David.
Well, like I said, at Cape Fear Community College, there's a number of programs. In fact, in order to be eligible, not only do you have to be referred by one of the nonprofit partners, but you have to go through now a month-long certificate program just to show that you're showing up on time and are committed to the road ahead. Depending on the needs of the employer, there's going to be some additional training, as in the case of Vertex, obviously, they might have welding or whatever else to do. That's where the mentoring comes in. That's where some of the nonprofits that can really, like the literacy group that's here in town. They're one of our feeder agencies and also are committed to helping. This is going to be a long-term relationship.
You're talking about the Cape Fear Literacy Council.
Absolutely. They're some of our first employees came from direct referrals from them. A lot of people, English is a second language we're talking about. And so that's absolutely part of it. There are employers who are going to need that skill more than others, but we want to make sure that everyone who comes through as a hometown hire progresses in a career. We're not just talking about a paycheck. We're not just talking about a job. We're talking about fiscal literacy. We're talking about making sure that people, if they're eligible for expungement of nonviolent felonies, as the most conservative legislature in the history of this state made available last year, the reason I held a clinic and 500 people showed up is because you're now eligible for public housing when you have that removed. You're eligible maybe for some of the occupational licenses where you wouldn't be before. This is about getting people back into the sunlight who are now able to really be a participant in this economy and in this society. That's the long-term solution we're talking about with Hometown Hires. It's not just a moment where you're getting a job. We're looking at your life moving forward from maybe when you're antisocial or just not in the public square to being pro-social. And that's a long journey, and the mentors, the educators want to walk that path with them.
Does that help with your question, Chas?
Oh, yes, and I think it's wonderful. So I guess the next question would be, do you also have people volunteering? Like, would someone like me be able to volunteer, say, at the Literacy Center? Because I just retired.
Congratulations, Chas.
Yes, thank you for asking. We have, and I encourage you to call the United Way, and it's on the Hometown Hires website, the contact information. There's a great need for mentors, and so we would love to have volunteers that way. There, in many of our nonprofit partners, whether it's, you know, working with at-risk kids or the adult population, there's over 40 different nonprofits, and you can find them on the website, who would love to have you working directly with them and maybe identify some good candidates for this program.
Chas, thanks so much for your call.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We have an email from Kim. She says, I work with low-income clients in the community. Most often they come from a family history of poverty and struggle to get jobs outside of illegal activities. Can I refer them to your program and how?
You need to go, again, through one of the nonprofit partners in the United Way umbrella. I encourage, if you have somebody who you think might be a good candidate, to reach out to Tommy Taylor, to Jameer Jamook, to Pat Ahern. They're all listed on the website for hometownhires.com, and they will put you in touch with the right folks moving forward on that.
And speaking of that, can we talk about if I'm an applicant, I want to go through the Hometown Hires program. What do I do? What is my experience going to be like? What am I going to be asked? What will I be expected to do?
Well, you're going to be asked if you've been in the area at least 1 year, because again, we're going for the ripple effect. If we can, you know, help that one person with maybe five or six people in their family locally, that has a force multiplier like it wouldn't if we were just attracting employees from somewhere else to get these jobs. So that's the only commonality. But how much do you make? Are you in poverty? There's if you go to the website, you'll see some of those questions. Then you'll go through the interview process after you've been vetted by one of the nonprofits. You will be partnered with, again, Cape Fear Community College to go through that certificate program, partnered with a mentor. We have a mixer, both online through SpeedFaces, which is a relatively new technology, as well as in person. And then you get to start meeting different employers. And we potentially want to grow this to job fairs. Right now, what we do is we just have an employee pool that we have vetted. And then when an employer has a need, they say, here's what we're looking for, and we'll send them a group of names.
What if I have a criminal background? I'm a nonviolent criminal, but I have a criminal background, and that's prevented me from getting a job. No one wants to hire someone with a record.
We don't have violent felons in the program at this point. We're talking about nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors, to be clear. And we also like to have the passage of time. We've been very selective, actually, in our employee pool. People who were technically eligible, they were like, no, we're not just pulling up a bus and saying, get on if you need a job. We are vouching for people who we would say, I would let them babysit my children. That's the first issue. Are they a good person who you trust to even get into the pool? We can do all the backgrounding after that. So there are people who have records who have been clean for a while. And as the legislature appropriately recognized, it's time to welcome them back into society if they've done their time, whether that's on probation or prison. And after a certain amount of time, we can even expunge that record if it's nonviolent and it's your only one.
And
so that's why we ran that program.
You have had some expungement clinics. People have been able to show up and say, hey, do I qualify? Can I have my record taken away?
The Chief Justice's Professionalism Commission sent 30 law students on their fall break from Chapel Hill here in October, and we ran 500 people through it. And the reason we did that is, again, so that they could now live with their families again, because many moms have to choose between the father of their children and living in affordable housing. They can go to the military again. They can go into getting occupational license to be a barber or to be an electrician. These are good things. And does it fight crime? Of course it does. The street's an equal opportunity employer. You want other great companies to compete with that. This isn't going to cut off jobs from other folks. There's going to be my children are one day going to graduate from college and hopefully move back to be with their mom and dad. I'm confident that this is going to make it a better work environment for them.
You are going to run across failure stories. That's going to happen. Donald Croteau, the first time you hire someone, and we don't have enough time to be able to look back and look at the successes and the failures, but how is that going to go for you? I mean, are you going to try to be there in a way that you wouldn't be there for other employees who weren't going through a program like this? Will you offer more support? Will you give them more chances than you would give other employees?
The short answer is no. Once they become a Vertex employee, they have a responsibility to be part of our team, to work and live and act just the way everyone else does. But we're pretty comfortable that we'll have a pretty high success rate. We do expect failure, but you can't give up on a program like this. You can't give up on any of your employees, and you can't give up on something that you believe in. So our job is to put our head down and don't stop until this is a success.
That, I think, is the biggest point here. It's others need to hear. These CEOs that I've talked to, they don't run a charity. They run a business. And if this isn't the best employee that we're putting before them, well, then don't hire them. What we're saying is we believe that they are. And if you give them a chance, it's not just good for your business. It's great for this community also. It's good for all of us.
Is there a way to measure success? Will you be quantifying your success or lack thereof at some point?
We have some metrics behind it at this point. We know numbers. We know that 90 people have been hired even before Vertex committed another 130 jobs. There's a lot of different partners we'd like to work with moving forward, educators, professionals, to get some statisticians involved. It's too early so far. We're only a few months into this odyssey. I would like to put some data behind this. I don't think everything you measure counts, and not everything that counts can be measured. I think the environment we're creating right now is truly a game changer, and it's bringing in wonderful companies like the one that Donald Croteau runs.
So if this is a game changer, then it will need to be replicated in other communities. Is that starting to happen? Will it happen? Is it too early?
I was just at Mount Olive College 2 weeks ago talking to about 150 leaders from all over the state about what we're doing here, because the word's getting out. And that's only since November that this word even leaked out. I expect more communities to try and replicate it. I'm laser-like focused on what's happening here in the 5th District. I care deeply about Pender County and New Hanover County. My brother would say the same about his. And we are really looking right now at how we can help fight crime through economic opportunity. I really believe that we're onto something here, and it has to be outside of this room where it's happening. It has to be not government solving intergenerational poverty. We tried that 50 years ago. This is about the private sector. This is not national, it's local. And this is not a handout again, it's a hand up. And that, I think, is the biggest reason why we're going to continue to see its success.
And for those who are new to town, Ben David's brother is District Attorney John David, also his twin, who is District Attorney of Bladen, Brunswick, and Columbus counties.
Correct.
And is he working with hometown hires also?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if we have a transportation issue because someone has an unpaid ticket that's revoked their license, we have a much easier ability in a 5-county area to say we can solve that right now. If it's an expungement issue, like I said, if it's a background check, if it's knowing folks, we know some people through our jobs that go outside the courthouse who care deeply about crime, who care deeply about the quality of life in this area, and we are trying to just introduce good people to each other, because if that happens, if you put good people in the same room with each other, like great employers and great employees, the rest takes care of itself.
Donald Croteau, going back to why you chose Wilmington, is there any advice that you could give to local leaders when it comes to, you know, the bottom line reason for your decision to come here? How might local leaders replicate this success?
Well, I think they have to believe in the different entities around them, Cape Fear Community College, NC Works, Ben David, Hometown Hires, people like that. Everybody in the community for more than a year quietly worked with us, didn't tell anyone we were looking, didn't tell anyone we were around. Wilmington Business Development was great. And I think it's a matter of, for me, it was a matter of, and it would be a matter of in the future, having them realize they can work together. You don't need to compete. Every one of these people put their strength in front of us, put their weakness behind them, and they made it a success. They made us decide to come here. So I would say work together, be collaborative, don't be shy, and it'll work out pretty well.
And when you say working together and not competing with one another, are you talking about different economic development organizations, or what do you mean?
Well, I just think different groups of people. There's always a certain amount of politics in anything we do. But a great example is I came to town very quietly in November of 2013 all by myself to look at that site. And the real estate agent, strangely enough, who's not from Wilmington, suggested that I meet with Wilmington Business Development. Now, I didn't even know who these people were. So I said, okay, sure. And they immediately, rather than try to take the lead, although they've done wonderful work, they really have, they introduced me to Cape Fear Community College, because I said, at the time, by the way, I only needed half the jobs we need now. And I said, boy, that's a lot. And they said, no, we're going to show you someone who can help you. They immediately turned us on to Cape Fear Community College, and then they turned us on to NC Works. And as a group, they just worked together to prove that we could do this, and we can. I think we can together.
Just a minute or so left. Ben, David, final thoughts?
You know, it's a great moment when the community where you live and you want to spend the rest of your life has a corporate citizen walk in, like Vertex and Donald Crotu. There's been a lot of quiet leadership going on, and that's what I found refreshing and rare. There are some great people who have been deeply rooted here for generations who get this. They understand that this is about bringing the community together and making us all better. That's why people want to come here right now. It's because of our people. And that's what Hometown Hires will continue to celebrate as we move forward.
That's this edition of Coastline. I'd like to thank our guests, Vertex Rail CEO Donald Crotu, District Attorney Ben David. Thanks also to you, our listeners, and those of you who called in and emailed your comments. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Join us next week when we explore the future of the Cape Fear region through New Hanover County's comprehensive plan and the Tri-County planning effort through Focus NC. That's next Wednesday at noon here on HQR News 91.3 FM. Coastline's executive producer is Cleve Callison. Our producer is Ken Campbell. Isabel Shepherd is our phone screener, master tweeter, and production coordinator. Alexa Doran is our promotions specialist. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.